This is Shelley Koffler, KERA News. The candidates for governor are back on the campaign trail after mixing it up in their first debate on Friday night. Saturday, Democrat Wendy Davis sat for an hour-long interview in Austin. Republican Greg Abbott stayed in the Rio Grande Valley, hoping to attract Latino votes. The morning after the debate, Greg Abbott appeared with three Rio Grande Valley mayors who support him, and he sought to send a message of unity to Hispanics by introducing his wife, Cecilia.
When I put my hand on the Bible and raise my right hand and take that oath of office to be your next governor, my wife will make Texas history as the first Hispanic First Lady in the history of this country.
Abbott then laughed at himself as he stumbled over the pronunciation of a slogan in Spanish.
You've got it right there emblazoned on your shirt. Unidos en el Valle. Valle. Sorry, mi español es...
The 56-year-old attorney general says his campaign has been reaching out to voters in the Valley for months, and he believes he can become the first statewide Republican to win this part of Texas because of cultural ties and his message of economic opportunity.
They want to have the opportunity to create their own business. It could be a small tienda, just 10 feet by 10 feet, but they want to be able to do that without the government telling them how to run it.
As Abbott and supporters knocked on doors in South Texas, Wendy Davis was in Austin on a Texas Tribune Festival stage talking about the differences between herself and Abbott. Abbott wants to reform a law that gives in-state tuition to undocumented immigrants who graduate from a Texas high school. Numerous Republicans want to eliminate it. Davis says if a bill doing that reached her governor's desk, she would veto it in a heartbeat.
Making an investment in these young people who will contribute to our economy rather than assuring that they won't have an opportunity to succeed in this economy makes no sense.
In Austin, Davis also said as governor, she'd consider using executive authority to bring $100 billion in federal Medicaid money to Texas. Governor Rick Perry rejected that money that would have insured more low-income Texans. Abbott also opposes Obamacare because it expands Medicaid coverage. 51-year-old Davis, who grew up in Fort Worth, again talked about restoring billions of dollars in education cuts. During the debate, she asked Abbott why, as Attorney General, he's appealing a judge's decision that declared the Texas school funding system unconstitutional.
Mr. Abbott, these cuts and the cuts that you're defending that have left our classrooms overcrowded, that have left our teachers laid off, that's not liberal, that's not conservative. It's just dumb.
Abbott claimed a law prevents him from settling the suit.
That is a law that you voted on and helped pass in 2011 that removes from the Attorney General the ability to settle lawsuits just like this.
The Davis campaign argues the law doesn't prevent Abbott from dropping the lawsuit altogether. That's a point Davis plans to zero in on this week, as both campaigns try to get Texans' attention in the 4 weeks before early voting begins. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.